When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Just hit the east side of
the LBC, Mr. Warren G.
Only one dude smooth enough to walk up to regulators. His name, Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Hello, Gov. How you
doing? Let's do this.
Wes, what's going on, man? How are you, sir?
What's happening, brother?
I'm good. This is 2026 edition.
That's right, man. It's crazy.
I got a special swag in 26.
Uh-oh.
Well, Gov, I am curious about your swag right now. I don't even know how you're going to respond to this. What was your reaction to the John Harbaugh news in Baltimore that he was out?
Listen, I think it was the right move. And it's funny because, and this is the thing that people have to understand, like this is football. The reality is that when Tyler Loop, a rookie, kicked that field goal, one of two people was probably going to lose their job, right? One of two of the most storied coaches in the NFL were probably going to lose their job depending on that field goal.
It's crazy.
It just so happened that he missed, and it just so happened that John Harbaugh lost his job. It's just very, very difficult to justify how you could have a team of that caliber on paper at the beginning of the season and then turn around and finish less than 500 and not make the playoffs. So listen, I mean, when you think about what do we need going forward, right? What we need is to make sure that we continue to lock in maybe the most generational talent at quarterback position that the NFL has seen in a very long time. We need to make sure that we can create the kind of culture in the locker room that really brings us back to Ravens football. And we need to make sure that we can make continued improvements, not just in the roster, but also in terms of how we're thinking about long-term depth and how we're thinking about our play calling that's going to put us in the best position. If that's what we're talking about, I think it was a hard decision, but I think it was the right one. And let's be clear, man. I mean, like, Harbaugh is the first ballot Hall of Famer. Harbaugh has had a career that every single coach in the NFL would die for a fraction of the success that man has seen. He has a Super Bowl ring. He's been in the league for 18 years. I mean, he has had a phenomenal career. And the truth is, his career is probably not done. Someone's going to pick him up. But it was the right decision for the Baltimore Ravens. And I'm looking forward to see what the future is going to bring us.
I liken it to what Andy Reid was in Philadelphia. You know, you got the – what was he there? John was at 16, 18 years?
18 years,
in Baltimore. You've won.
That's right.
But even great coaches, the message runs stale. And sometimes change of scenery works for him and also for the franchise.
That's exactly right. And here's the thing. I think the ownership had to think about a fundamental question. You do have a generational talent in Lamar Jackson as your quarterback, and you also have to understand that window will not be open forever. And so if I have a chance to really think about this, you know, let's say my window with having Lamar as the guy and one of the most unique guys in the NFL, if my window is 3 years, 5 years with him playing at that, do I think that what I have seen in the 3 years prior is going to change? Or will I now turn around 3-5 years from now and say, we missed the window? And I think if you can't look in the mirror and honestly say, yes, I think we can somehow see a transformation and somehow now really take advantage of this generational talent that we have as quarterback, you got a tough decision to make. And again, it's obviously a tough decision, but I do think it was the right decision.
Talking with Maryland Governor Wes Moore here. Well, Gov, you'll be interested to hear this. The Ravens just announced they completed an interview with Clint Kubiak for the head coach position. Clint Kubiak, offensive coordinator for the Seahawks. He runs good offense, man. That'd be an interesting one. Is there somebody you
sure
want?
Listen, he's a great option. Listen, I mean, who do I want? I wish I could get the head coach of the Seahawks.
Get him back, huh?
We had him. And God bless McDonald. I think he's one of the most special young talents in the NFL. So I wish there was a way we could get him to come back. But I mean, what I want is, you know, I want somebody who can really actually develop our defense. I think the defense has just been the Achilles heel of what we've seen. Where, you know, even when our offense was putting up 30 points, the problem was our defense was giving up 40. Right. So we need somebody who's going to return us to the days of just this smash mouth Ravens defense that I think the Ravens defense is known for. And I think we need someone who understands that in this moment that you know, we got a window on Lamar Jackson and we better be ready to take advantage of it.
I have a theory, Gov, that I fear you're not going to like, but I see some parallels. When Sean McVay became a very hot head coaching candidate, nobody wanted to lose him, but he also wasn't going to take then Jay Gruden's job. I wonder right. if Mike McDonald might end up being a similar situation for Baltimore. He wasn't going to take John Harbaugh's job. You guys didn't want to lose him, but now he yeah. looks fantastic in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. But you know, and honestly, I actually think that is part of the Harbaugh legacy that we need to be honest about. Like, Harbaugh has actually had some very good assistants
yeah.
that have turned into longtime NFL coaches. Like, that is a real legacy item. The thing I will say about this job, though, is there are a lot of attractive, you know, openings right now. I think for some people, Miami's an attractive opening. I think Atlanta has a lot of virtue to being an attractive opening. But I really just do believe that if you're a serious person who wants to have the opportunity to win in the next few years, there is no more attractive option than the Baltimore Ravens. And so I think we need to, you know, I think it was smart to be able to move quickly. If you're going to move on Harbaugh, you know, don't delay. Sometimes you got to make the decision and move on. However, we do not need to be in an all-out sprint rush. Because I do think this is the most attractive opening right now that we're seeing in football.
Do you like John was a defensive minded guy, and he also had that lean towards special teams. Is like you look at Lamar is a offensive head coach, somebody that you think might be a little bit more that could help that team get it farther along the way. Because we know the Ravens have always been about defense. But that offensive mind can be something special, and you still bring your D coordinator in that could really handle the defense side.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I hear you. The only thing I'll say about that though is show me an NFL coach that is either a head coach or an offensive coordinator or something like that who has a history of having a player that is as unique as Lamar Jackson, and they then. You know, and they've been able to develop a winning franchise, whatever, with a player as unique as Lamar Jackson. The reason I find that difficult is the answer is that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson is just such a unique talent. And one thing I will give Harbaugh is, you know, when we went from Flacco to Lamar, it's not like we asked Lamar to run Flacco's offense, right? We built an entirely new offense around Lamar Jackson, which was the smart thing to do. And I think what John Harbaugh did very, very well, because you're right, Harbaugh was a special teams guy in Philly. But what he did was he knew the right kind of offensive coordinator to hire that could build the right kind of offense that was specifically tailored to Lamar Jackson. I would actually rather we get somebody who is focused on getting the basics of defense right, who is focused on getting us back to smash mouth Baltimore Ravens defense. When offensive teams usually come to the bank, they come in scared because you will get hurt that game. I don't know how many. I don't know which ones, but some of y'all are getting hurt. And I think we need to return to that feeling, to that ethos, because that's what Baltimore football is. And then I think you just need to be able to hire an offensive coordinator that can do special things with a really special talent, the quarterback.
All right, Gov. We'll be watching everything going on in Baltimore and here in Washington. But this weekend, we're going to be watching these wild card games. And you at 44-37 on the regular season, another winning year in the books. Just you keep churning them out, man. So let's run through.
All we do is win.
We got six NFL games, wild card games this weekend. We'll start tomorrow. Rams going to Charlotte to take on the Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, this is maybe one of the easier ones for me because, congratulations on the Panthers on making the playoffs because y'all got lucky on that one. Because the Rams, and while Charlotte's a fine team, but again, the fact that they made the playoffs, they should consider that a win. And, you know, God bless you for being in maybe the worst division in all of football.
Yeah.
But the Rams are a real team. And listen, Matt Stafford, like that dude, he's putting up real numbers this year. We're talking about he's going to, come with what, 40, 45, 46 touchdowns. I mean, it's actually wild. But part of the reason is he's got folks like Williams. He's got, Puka's doing Puka things and really is showing that he's one of the top, top hands guys in the entire NFL. So, I congratulations to the Panthers on making the playoffs. You did more than my Ravens, but their playoff run is going to come to an end.
I think most folks think you're right. Saturday night, this is a tricky game. Green Bay going to Chicago to take on the Bears.
Yeah, Bears. You're right. This one is tricky. The Bears. This one is tricky because I have not really been a Bears believer, except for maybe the past 4 or 5 weeks, because the Bears have always been the Bears. So I'm kind of like, they're just mediocre. But then they started going on this little rip, and Caleb Williams is actually looking comfortable in the pocket. Shout out to one of ours, Prince George's County. And I think the Bears are actually really putting up some, are actually playing pretty good football right now. The other big thing that I think has changed is the Packers defense that you talk about the impact of one person, where Parsons getting hurt has actually changed the culture of the defense. It's not just the fact that they lost an amazing pass rusher. There's something about how they've just played different since Parsons has gotten hurt. So I think the Bears, and I think this little special run that the Bears are on, I think it continues, and I think they protect home field.
All right, we got the Buffalo Bills going down to Duval to take on the Jaguars. What do you see happening in that one?
Yeah, this is actually crazy because, I mean, first of all, let's just take a look at the fact that, at the beginning of the season, if you would have told me that the teams that are the favorites to pull this thing off are teams like the Patriots and teams like the Jaguars and teams like the Niners, and the teams that did not make the playoffs were teams like the Ravens and the Chiefs.
Right.
Like, no one could have predicted this. And that's the thing I love about the NFL. The Jaguars, like, this guy Trevor Lawrence, man, he's made me a believer. I mean, this dude threw for 4,000 yards. He's just airing it out, and he's having fun out there. So I think, the Bills have just been very, very streaky. The Bills of this year they're good. Don't get me wrong, but they definitely don't feel like the Bills of last year, where there was a bit of destiny that kind of surrounded them. And I just think Jacksonville is really playing on a high right now. And so I'm gonna go with which is, again, sounds crazy for me to say if you think about the beginning of the year, but I'm gonna go with Jacksonville beating the Buffalo Bills.
Whoa.
That's crazy. I like it, though. I like it, man. We'll keep it moving. what should be a real head knocker, Niners Eagles in Philly Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, man, this will be a head knocker. The Eagles, you know, I just feel like there's two things that you want going into the playoffs. You want to be hot, you want to be healthy, and I just don't know if the Eagles really are either right now. You know, you look at the Eagles, and they've been deeply inconsistent. And if you look at their losses, these are not good losses, right? They've lost to the Chargers. They've lost to the Cowboys. They've lost to the Giants. They've lost to the Broncos. I just don't know if I see them beating the 49ers team, who on the other hand, playoffs hot, and the Niners are going to the playoffs healthy. And so I think between, you know, I think Purdy's going to have a good game. I think McCaffrey's going to have a good game. And so I see the Niners actually pulling this one off.
Wow, I like that. The Sunday nighter, Chargers, L.A.
Which, by the way, think about that. We're now talking about a situation where not just the Super Bowl teams from last year, but really almost the final four teams from last year, if my predictions work out, would essentially – well, almost all of them would basically all be knocked out.
That's crazy.
Going into the first round, which is wild.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know, you talk about these teams we didn't expect. The Pats are the 2 seed hosting the Chargers. Jim Harbaugh, Mike Vrabel should be an interesting one.
Yeah, I mean, this one was really interesting, man, because, again, you know, the Patriots were a team when they started going on their streak. I was like, I don't see it. And then I actually started watching them play, and I was like, you know what? Hold on. These guys are actually balling. And here's the thing about the Patriots that I think a lot of people miss. Drake May is having a great year. Like Drake May is probably going to be the league MVP. You know, just stats wise, I mean, the guy is over 4,500 yards, got 31 touchdowns. I mean, you know, he's probably going to be the MVP, but it's the defense that I think is just really showing out and is showing off right now. The Chargers, again, you want to be hot, you want to be healthy. The Chargers have now lost back-to-back games, and I think they're going against a team that really feels like they've got it all.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Might have lost the Gov there. Gov, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
You cut out for the pick. It sounds like you're taking the Patriots, but I don't want to speak for you.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking the Patriots. I think the Chargers might be messing with my signal right now. But, yeah, they're about to lose.
I mean, Spygate, Connor Stallions is in your phone. Jim Harbaugh's got him on retainer. The Monday That's nighter, right. I feel like I know which way you're going to go here. Houston going to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh should not be in the playoffs. Right, the Ravens should be in the playoffs. So let me start there in my pettiness and all my bitterness. You know, Aaron Rodgers. You know, congratulations. And actually, I think one thing that Aaron Rodgers did show in that last game is that he really is the tactician. I mean, he knows the game. And you saw how there were real moments that Aaron Rodgers was not just the head coach, he was the offensive coordinator out there. However, at the same time, they just look slower. They look older. And the other thing I will say is this Texas defense is not to be played with. I think CJ Stroud is putting up good numbers and all that kind of stuff. But this Texas defense are some horses, and they will punch you in the face. And so the Texans have really finished out strong. I think they're 5-5, and it's not just 5-5, but they're beating actually good teams right now to go into the playoffs. I think they're hungry. I don't think the weather is going to matter, because I know people say, well, it's in Pittsburgh, yeah, but I think it's going to be warm, and I think it's going to be fine. But this Texas team this defense is not to be played with. So, congratulations on the Steelers for stealing your way into the playoffs. but that'll come to an end on Monday.
I love it, Gov. I know you're a busy man. We always appreciate you making time. I am going to the Wizards game with our friend Sonny tonight. Should be fun.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Give him my best. And listen, Trey Young, interesting.
Yeah, what do you think?
I like it. He's the biggest star that the Wizards have had in a long time.
Yeah.
One thing that we do know about the NBA is, one star is great, and one star is never enough to make you competitive, though.
I think Jim Harbaugh got the governor's phone again.
Alone. I mean, people will come watch him play because he is one of the most entertaining players in the NBA. But you're going to need a whole lot more than Trey in order to be competitive.
It's going to be fun to watch. Thank you for the time, Gov. Appreciate you.
Of course. Appreciate y'all. Thanks, guys.
Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year.
That is Maryland Governor Mr. Wes Moore, 43-37 on the regular season. His picks are in for wild card weekend, going Rams, Bears, Jags, Niners, Patriots, Texans. Hard to argue with much of that, B.
Yeah.
I mean...
That Jaguars game, seriously, I'm like, Josh Allen and the Bills going to have to make, if they don't jump over the hump this year, what do they have to do next year? They got to change that thing up.
If they lose in this one, do you feel like McDermott could be out?
It's a possibility, very much.
Like, if they lose this one.
Like, people ask the question, well, they're in the playoffs, why you get rid of them? Once you're in the playoffs all the time, your expectations change. It's not getting in the playoffs anymore. It's getting to the Super Bowl.
It's kind of what happened with Andy Reid and Philly.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, John had so much success, it wasn't about the Ravens making the playoffs. Or not, it's about the Ravens getting into the playoffs and making runs.
Yeah, man. I mean, the pressure on the Bills, I think, is really significant. And they're on the road. I don't know that any other team faces the first-round pressure that Buffalo does. Yeah. Right? Maybe the Eagles at home, but they just won a Super Bowl. Maybe the Patriots at home to prove that it's legit.
Their fan base is different, so that pressure's on them up there.
You think the Pats face as much or more pressure to prove that their season wasn't just a byproduct of playing a ton of bad teams?
The Pats?
Yeah.
Not necessarily, because you're looking at, that's a whole new bill. They can get past it. These other teams, the ones that have been there, have been in the playoffs, been there, the people want to see now, you got to make that move.
More pressure on Sean McDermott and the Bills or Mike Tomlin and the Steelers? They're hosting a playoff game.
You're talking about
which coach faces more pressure to get a dub?
I still think the pressures are more on the Bills, man. I think it's more on the Bills.
All right. When we return, I want to circle back to Trey Young. I want to let folks weigh in. It's official. He is a Washington Wizard. Nobody go anywhere. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Hey, it's JP Finley here. You've heard me talk about Better Services, all the different things they can do for you. They hooked me up with all the appliances in my house. Were super helpful for me and my family when we were going through the water damage at the house. But they do a lot more than just appliances. Yeah, go check out their showroom. They got any make, model you want. They can get you next day delivery or maybe even same day delivery of a new appliance. But they can also hook you up if your appliances just need repairs. Good friends of ours, Brian, Danny, and Susan, were asking me about Better Services. I connected them to get their washer dryer serviced. And you know what Better's about to do for me? Some handyman work. They charge you by the hour. They'll come by the house. They'll fix the stuff you need fixing. I need some new handles put on my cabinets. Better's coming to do it. Or if you want to talk about something a little bit bigger, say you're thinking about a bathroom reno or a kitchen reno, hit up Better Services. That's B-E-T-T-A-R services.com. You better get better. Check them out on Facebook. Better Services, better with an A. You better get better.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.